First of all, I don't want to date myself, but when I was growing up as a young boy, there were shuls, plenty. I grew up in the Lower East Side, and there were shuls, and people davened, but Torah was not... It didn't really exist. I mean, my memories growing up in Lakewood, there might have been 60 people, 70 people. That was it. A little here, a little there. As I grew older, the Baruch Hashem Torah took root. But the third leg, sort of the Torah Tefillah Makom Echad, I guess Torah Gdulah Makom Echad, the idea that there would be a Dor of Bnei Torah that would be part of Olam HaMaaseh, but would still want to have a very strong Shorash learning, is a phenomenon that's now coming in, and it's really it's an extraordinary dimension where the Torah world is not seen as being something isolated that either some people do or everyone does for some period of life, but the fact that part of life is just like davening is something kavua, learning is something kavua. I once remember I had a vad with chaverim. And we spoke about, you know, there are days like Erev Pesach and Ben Asmanim. And one of the mishtatrim remarked, and he said, you know, it never happened that I missed a tefillah on a busy day. Why is it that a seder that I had in mind I did miss? The idea of making learning as much as kavu in life as davening is I think it's a very important development that was zeichet to. And this is another very fine example of it, and it's a schus to be mishtatif. I have a special, it's a special schia, sounds like Kadosh Baruch Hu. You see different threads of hashgacha. I used to have a kvias with Rav Eden, how many, 18 years ago, or something like that, and in many ways it's zigzag back and forth. It's a niflos darke Hashem. I wanted to speak a little bit about an inyan, a little bit of an amkus in Samer Inyanim Chanukah, which has a very specific. It has a lemaisa, but it needs a disbaininess on something of a deeper knach in Chanukah and so on. Let's start with the Gemara. The Gemara says that Amar Rav Huna. Haragel bener havelay bonim tamir chachamim. A person who is ragel bener has bonim tamir chachamim. Hazoy be mezuzah zeich ladiran noy. Hazoy be tzitzah zeich latalis noy. Hazoy be kiddushim zeich malagavian. Very famous Gemara. I'm sure everyone's seen it, heard it. So the ragel bener, some rishonim agayris a ragel bener Chanukah, and then it's part of that sugi, and that's that. Most rishonim, Rashi included. Agur is ner generically. Haragel b'ner, and Rashi says immediately, it's Sai ner Chanukah and ner Shabbos. And both of them are yezeicha to bonim deratami chachamim. I'd like to understand a little bit, where did this generic kesha, in other words, we're calling it a mitzvah's ner. It's like calling a mitzvah's buser a carbon and petach hamoyer and ner Shabbos, ner Chanukah are quite different, and to call it ner as one unit is something that's a little bit hard to understand. It's as if there's a mitzvah's haner, and it expressed itself in Chanukah and in Shabbos. Very very different sibbes. One is l'tainug, one is for this. Also, the Gemara, the rest of the things is zeicha to are quite simple. In other words, by mezuzah is zeicha to dira noah, tzitzis is zeicha talis noah, kiddush is zeicha garviyain. In other words, you have the timtza, the kli, and because you use the chayfetz for a mitzvah, you zeicha to very nice chayfetz. This is a sort of a vague remez. Rashi brings ner mitzvah Torah or from ner mitzvah zeicha to Torah or. If I were doing the Gemara, I would write a rogel bener havelay harve shemen harve shemen zayis. That's the natural flow of the Gemara. You spend money on a mezuzah, so you zech to the house. You spend money on tzitzis, zech talis. You spend money on a ner, zech to shemen. It's mamish. It flows along. I stress that there is something about ner, that something about the kli shaboy, something about the inyan shaboy. Another nekuda that's a little difficult is the Gemara says in the Durim that it's not shchiach for Talmid Chachamim to have children Talmid Chachamim. Shelo yomru, the Torah goes b'Yerusha. Here, we have an inyan which does allow you to give a certain skula. So it's not the same exactly. It's not because you learned, your children are learning it, but b'chol zeis, a little bit of a steerer kind of to that inyan of not having a skulas for Torah and Torah has to be earned on your own, that a father's maisim should be zeicha, should be mizak for children, is a little bit of a steerer to that gemara. Not 100%, but still. I'd like to point out a certain point of commonality in the mitzvah, which is kind of strange. But there is a commonality between Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah, besides the union of the Ner Shabbos, but in the Tzura de Mitzvah, that's striking. The mitzvah, if somebody does not own a home, he does not have a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. There's a Birchas Ariya, but there's no mitzvah of you need to have a bias. And the kvias of it is for the bias. It's not something that had to be that way. There's no real reason for it to pursue Menisa Megillah, you line a Megillah wherever you can. A person could line a Menorah wherever he can, could light a Menorah. If a guy sleeps on a park bench, he'll put the Menorah down next to you. Being conveyed in the bias is interesting. Both of them are associated with the bias. More so, Shabbos, it says, the halacha, it's brought in the Rambam, and the way the Shulchan brings it is, that it's a mitzvah that everybody in his bias should have a ner. And an oreach who doesn't have a bias, who doesn't have a cheder miyuchad loy, which means he doesn't have a bias, has to be mishtatif. Because the mashmos of it, quite clear the way the lashon is brought in Rambam and Shacharach, and the way the halacha of oreach is brought, is if somebody does sleep on the park bench, he's camping out or something, there's no definite bias, one would assume that there would not be a mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. What's interesting also is, Ner Shabbos, the mitzvah is for oneg. That because eating the darkness or wandering around the darkness, it's difficult. You stumble and so on. It's a chelik of oneg Shabbos. The Gemara lists the mile of Ner al sholem bayis. Now, let's think about it a minute. When you eat bread, the mitzvah to eat challah, to eat pas on Shabbos, or to mevarach on yayin, it's certainly, if the family is hungry, it would start shalom bayis. But the mitzvah is a mitzvah on each person. That's the chiyuv. The chiyuv is misanig, and you're supposed to have food. It is true that if the family won't have it, it's very, very difficult. But there's no reason why one would call pas on Shabbos shalom bayis. Even though it conceivably, if a person can't bring two challahs home, it conceivably would be quite difficult. But ner, it's a din in the mitzvah. It says that it's doicha the other things called shalom bayis. Well, what do you mean shalom bayis? It's the mitzvah of it is personal onik Shabbos. It's a dozen people being misanik from one ner, but it's not. But so vaystoys that since ner is a din in a bayis, The dimension of the bias shaboy focuses on the shalom bias. The fact that people stumbling over each other and bumping each other is going to be highly unpleasant. So I'm just drawing the line that you see both of them have an inyan of bias associated with them, which is interesting. One more nekuda that of commonality that's fascinating. The Rishonim say, the Torah says it earlier, that The Rad says it, that Chanukah comes from Chanukah Hei, that everyone translates, they rested on Chav Hei. It's similar to, but quite different. L'moshel, for Megillah, you have V'noyach on Yudalid, or V'noyach on Tesvav, by Shushan, the day that they rested from what was there, from the Muhammad, that's when they were Kaver Yontif. So Chanukah also, Dafka and Chav Hei, the battle stopped Chav Dalet, the last battle stopped Chav Dalet, Chav Hei was when they... But the word Chanu does not mean to rest. The word Noch means to rest. The word Chanu in some sort of side, the word Chanu means to camp. And the And yes, when you're camping, you're resting. But it's not the essential meaning of the word. Chanaya is something which is it's when you pitch camp, and yet so we call it noyach kafe on the same mishkal. I understand well where it's coming from in the sense that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us relief from Noivim, that's when you make it. But what's the parallel to that on Shabbos? The first mention of Shabbos is Vayichem Pnei Ir. I mean, after Ma'aseh Bereishis, Vayichem Pnei Ir is Kaveh Atchumim, the Kviyas Mokum of Yaakov, the Chanoya of Yaakov, is the first mention of a Shmir Shabbos in the Torah, and Tchumin is sort of the first mitzvah, which is also Chanoya. So it's a very interesting parallel in terms of Kviyas Mokum and so on and so forth. Those are so. We've pointed out some differences between some similarities between Ner Shabbos and Ner Hanukkah, without really having a sense of so what. What's the toichet? What is? Yes, these are all pointing at similar nyanim, but what are they? So I want to go back to Navi Gemara and be a little bit on inyan. It says in the Gemara here. The Gemara says, in Chaf Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara says, Mazir Rav Sheshis, Michutz leparechis ha'edus yarech, v'chila oiru tzarech, v'alei kol ha'boim shana shal ha'nezol b'amidu ha'olcha la'oira, el edus hi'leba'ilam shashkin ha'shoye b'Yisrael. So Chazal over here ask, what is it? It says that it was mechutz leparech sa'edus yarech. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need the oira? No, it means that it was an edus lebchol boyolam, the Ner Maravi, that it started first, finished last. The Gemara's kasha b'chil oiru tzarech. That's the only kasha. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need lechem aponim? Does he need basar behemis? Does he need a yayin of nesachim? Does he mayim of nischamayim? The only problem is the shemen oira. All of that vayda k'tayrus. There are half a dozen things that are brought as of in the Beis Hamikdash, and we all understand it in a term of an avayda, of an offering. I mean, there's nothing here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs. Why did the Gemara get? Why was the oira the problem? That's a shy way I want to talk a little about this. So I'd like to be oimid on a certain oimik over here. It is a little bit of a deep inyan, but it's roi Hanukkah to be misamik a little bit in the inyan. The Tanya brings the following nekuda. I'm going to say something as a hakdama, sort of, and then I'll say what he says. The things we have in this world are all shaykh to this world. Kadosh Baruch Hu was mechalik al yonim tachtonim, and we have a world with things and objects and items, and all of those things are are it's not something other, and they quote unquote belong to us. They're there for us to deal with, to develop, and so on. All of those in Yonim that are in the world here and belong here are the in Yonim that were after the second day. On the second day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the world into two. There was Al Yonim Tachtonim, and Al Yonim don't belong here, and Tachtonim don't belong there. Malachim stay there, we stay here, and everything has its place. The only Bria that doesn't belong here, that belongs to the first day, and we have, is Oyer. Oyer is something that Be'etzim is not shaykh to our world. It's here as a guest, so to speak. And the Tanya brings down that when you have a candle and a fire on the candle, the fire is always dancing. It's always looks like it's ready to jump off. And the reason is, it brings from the Zohar, that the Sheresh of the Oyer is above the earth. It's Ki'ilu, always looking to go back to its Makar, and the candle holds it down. The however, we can understand the physical part of it, but the mashal is to the Ner Elokim Nishmas Adam. The Nishmas Adam is also something that really is not a comfortable citizen of this world. The neshama is not something of this world. It be'etzem strains at times to go back to where it should come back. We're holding down over here something that doesn't belong there. Here, so you have two items parallel to each other that don't be'etzem are not of this world. One is oyer, and one is nishmas adam. And both of them really belong to al-yoinim. They have an achizen tachtoinim, so to speak, through a wick. The candle has a wick kipshutoi, and the neshama is held on by whatever is mekasherit to the rest of the person. And that's why there's a strain over here. The neshama looks to pull away, looks to pull the person up with him, the person drags the neshama down, and so on. That's the tsura that he gives to it. I want to understand that mashal. I want to use that inyan, first of all, to understand the Gemara of Chilo Eiru Tzarech. Let's give a mashal. Let's say I'm invited to a wealthy man's house for Shabbos. And the person, Baruch Hashem, is Meshufa, with Nechasim, Ashiris, and I bring him a box of chocolates from the chocolate shop. I don't know what they call it, the candy man, or whatever it is, the candy store, candy man, whatever it is, I bring it. The person can afford it on his own, but it's a gracious gift, a nice box of chocolates, there's nothing wrong with it. Imagine I'm invited by the chocolate man for Shabbos, and I bring him a box of chocolates from the chocolate store. That's strange. That I think everybody will get the absurdity of it. It's one thing if he could possibly buy the chocolates, if he wanted to, it's not. But I can't take his chocolates and give it back to him. The inyanim that were makriv in the Beis Hamikdash, in the whole scope of it, are inyanim that belong here. So Hashemayim Hashemayim Lashem Vo'atzasam Ve'Adam. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I call Miyotchen Asanu, and everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all fine and good. There's no tmiha in the fact that we are giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu something that could be his, that be'etzim came from him. That's not a kasha. But Oyura belongs there. We hold Oyra here as something which is not of this place. And b'meila, v'chila Oyra tzarech is, that's bringing chocolates to the chocolate person. You're taking something that's el yoinim dik and bringing it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that doesn't make any sense. So then the Gemara has to answer that it's the matara is something other than the Oyra, it's the Eidus, the Hobo Elam, and so on. So Nitzinu Lemedim, the point that I have from this is that when we take a look at mitzvahs, at pulas and maisa mitzvahs, in mitzvahs that are physical entities, which includes almost every mitzvah, the pulas ha-mitzvah lies in taking the chayfetz and being malit to some degree. So I take a bias by putting a mezuzah on it, I do something to it, beg and tzitzis, and so on, across the board. That's true by all mitzvahs. So by all mitzvahs, the chefetz, the chefetz of the mitzvah, the base for the mitzvah, is the thing I'm offering up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a certain sense, and that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the mitzvah of the mitzvah. And that's why the bracha is chal on what I did. So I gave my bias, I dedicated my bias to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. by putting a mezuzah on it. So the bayis business parak some zecher to bayis ner. I was mala my beged by being miyachedet fakadosh baruch hu vatzitzis. That's where I have a bracha on the beged and so on. The inyanim that are called ner, those inyanim that are called ner, I be'etzem am not giving back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What I'm doing is, I'm creating a hechetimtza for the ner to be chal, for the or to be chal. The Balatanya, when he speaks about it, in different places, he uses this mashal in a very profound ways. If you take a look, the oil itself doesn't consume the wick. You have the wick, and the wick itself is not consumed by the process. It's a chetimtza for bringing shemen, and the shemen is a chetimtza for the or to be chal here. If a person makes a fire without a wick, he just throws oil. He can make a big fire, but that fire is good for heat. It's good to destroy. For oil, a ner is not a madura is what's used, because that's the chetimtza of oil. Oil needs to be chal on something. It needs to be fed shemen, and it needs to be chal on a wick. That's where the oil is. The mitzvahs that are called ner have themselves a very different perspective of the ruchnius than the other mitzvahs. The mitzvahs that are categorized as ner, we create a makom for shechina to be sheira. In other words, the wick is a chetimtza for oir to be chal on it. Oir is not what I took. It's creating the chetimtza, creating the makom for it to be chal. It's true about ner. It's true about Shabbos in its way. Shabbos is kvi v'kaima. Kedushas Azmanim, I create Kedushas Azmanim, and I create the Yontif. Shabbos is Chal, and I'm just kveya the Zman and the Mokum. I'm kveya the Mokum. The Zman is kvi v'kaima. I'm kveya myself to be Shabbos. All of those inyonim that have that type of perspective to it, that all needs a bias where it should be chal. A bias is where a person is toichim a tchum, and within that tchum is where the mokum chalois is. So the ner of Shabbos and the ner of Chanukah, even though they're very, very different, say mitzad the halachas sheboyin, say mitzad the reasons for it and so on, but since they're both nikva and oyer, they have in themselves the same nekuda, that all they are is a platform. What you do is you create a platform, and the esh is min hashamayim, so to speak. Because all esh is min hashamayim, so to speak. The tzur, I don't want to diverge into the esh mizbeach, that there was a tzur of esh min hashamayim and esh from us. All esh be'etzim doesn't belong here. So, the harogel b'ner is something which is a person shtelz tzu to a certain tzura that allows for a chalois of something else to be chal. I want to take it over to the inyan that's nagia to us, and betzim is the teichna de gemara here. When we speak about Talmud Torah. So there is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the mitzvah to learn, and certainly that's not something that a person could be meiris to his children. Even in terms of neshama, the Balfani brings in the Zaya, the neshama itself is not something you meiris to your children. He says sometimes you find simple people have giants of children and vice versa. But the kedushas of zivug creates the guf, the kedusha of the guf for the neshama to be chalan. That does come bepu'ula of the parents. In other words, what all a person can be meirish to his children is the hechetimtza of becoming a kli. The etzem oyer is something, the darg of the oyer and the hekev of the oyer is something that's lemala. Now that it says that would not, that the bonim are not necessarily, doesn't follow automatically. But in terms of the hechetimtza a person creates, that does go on. I want to bring it into a little bit in Olam HaMaisa that's shaykh to us in many ways. First of all, the metzias of being koiveya mokum for Torah. Torah is one of those things, the Maral says, that the reason why it says in Chazal that they are kosher liknois, like Zohav, and that noyach labed, like lei zchuchis, is because Torah is not part of this world. Thought, understanding, the hair, those are things that are not natural parts of this world. We need to keep schlepping it down, and a person is always drawn to physical activities rather than to ruchnistic activities, rather than to Torah. A person needs to understand, first of all, Torah is something that it's not his understandings given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's creating himself as a certain hechetimtza for understanding. If a person, and one of those important dinyanim is a certain zichuch and idun nefesh. Many people speak about that if the shemen is not good shemen, then the or is not good. It smells. It doesn't go well. It doesn't light well. So when they speak about chachma and chachma, that's good chachma, bad chachma, that's an akuda that's stressed. But there's an even more significant factor, and that's the wick. If the wick, the Chazal, just like they gave us in Bamei Madlikin a list of oils, they give us a list of wick material also. The wick is the nefesh on which Torah is chal. If a person, if it's something, I mean, there were tkufis when we had to fight against tyrovis of shemen. What's the Torah that's being put in exactly? Is it tohar? Is it mixed with a lot of other things, and so on? But I think the nesoyin of our dor to a large degree is the zikuch and the adinus of the wick. If the wick is coarse, filthy, even if the oil is clean and A1 quality, it's not going to light. You can pour Torah on a person, but if there's a lack of the fineness, and it goes together, if a person is coarse, then his avana is coarse or non-existent. And it's not shaykh that a coarse person should really deher the edelkeit of Torah and what Torah demands, and what Torah and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to express through Torah. A person can do the mechanics of Torah, but not identify at all with the teichen of it. So if there's two inyanim that we can, if haragel b'ner, if there are two inyanim that we can take away from what does it mean to shtel tzu, to mitzvah ner. One inyan is that you need to be kaveh makam, and learning in a base medrash is does creating a makim that is it's so much more conducive, just because that's the metzias of Torah. A Torah needs to have its little island, because that becomes the ner. There are practical reasons why it's easier to focus and concentrate in a base medrash, but l'maisa, mitzad the mitzias of Torah being or, it needs a makom, it needs to be kaveh tchum, and this is its tchum. So sitting and learning a base medrash, even though most people would learn probably at home and could learn at home, but ein a daima for hashras or to have that. And the second thing is, we think constantly the chinuch habanim and having the kids, you know, we're the dar that didn't think we'd have to worry about our children. We're the dar that struggled to come learn in yeshivas. And we figured if my kids' parents will be more interested in them learning than my parents were interested in my learning, then there'll be no problems. I mean, we'll put out the Akiva Egas by the dozens, and it hasn't quite worked that way. And we're astounded to find out that one door, the parents weren't keen on the kids' learning, and the kids were very keen on it. And the second door, the parents are quite keen, but the kids are not all that keen. And, you know, there's a lot of inyanim, and that's... But one inyan that... Torah itself, we can't give over to the kids. But a kli that's muchen fit, what are the type of things that will excite a person? If for an idea to excite a person, you need to have a certain adinus hanefesh. If a person's nefesh is coarse and grub, it's not going to find enjoyment in things that are refined. I would say, I understand why a thin tweezer won't pick up a big boulder. But the flip side is, a huge crane can't pick up a thread either. It goes both ways. A kli that's not fine enough can't deal with fine matters. It's not going to work. The chelek, I think, that's a big inyan for our dar to work on is to have to bring in that type of to work on the psila on the adinus hanefesh of the person of the home, and if the home has that does go to the children. Children pick that up. Children don't become academics if their parents are academics, but the language, the reactions, the thoughts, the feelings, the expressions, those are things that children do pick up very well. So, Be'ez Hashem, we should be zeicher that if we're koivei ha-mokom and we have a bias, and Shemen Baruch Hashem, we have a supply of, and we work on the psilas, that the psilas be fine, and pure, and be able to unobstructed way to be mamshet the Shem Nimshel Shemen. We should be zeicher to the oyer of all the inyanim, the making ourselves into a ner. We will be, Be'ez Hashem, will be zeicha to have the ha'ara, and the regilus in there, in its full sense of it, will be zeicha to banim that atem echom Be'ez Hashem. Afel chanek, alich chanek. Thank you.